Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're live on the stream. The boys are giving me a hard time. So here's what happens. I take a shower, like most Americans, I think. I take a shower in the morning to get ready for work. And a lot of days I comb my hair, I get spiffy. But some days I just throw a hat on. Shout out to Haynes Point. I got this dope-ass hat over there. So this morning I just threw a hat on when my hair was wet. So I took it off and I walk in the room and the aquarium boys are just giving me the business. Say I look rough, say I look terrible. It's just because my hair's messy, man. Give me a break, damn it. But here's where we've landed, Toby. And it's B. Mitch and Finley. B's playing golf today. Great cause, the intentional golf tournament. I hope those guys don't get weather impacted. And it's one thing to play in rain. I'm talking about the horn blowing. I hope the horn doesn't blow on them. I believe they're out at Woodmont, which is a great track. Toby, help me understand. I personally, my gut, Davey ain't going anywhere, at least not today. If there was to be a change, wouldn't it have been last night? Like, doesn't he have...
You would think so.
When does he have... Like, reporters talk to him in the clubhouse, like, 2 o'clock or something,
yeah, right?
Yeah,
right after our show. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think this thing's happening.
It's not happening today.
I don't think it should. Honestly, I get the frustration, and if it's just, like, I need a pound of flesh, okay. I can understand the frustration. Who are you going to get? What's going to be better?
I think some of the frustration is people view the guys that have been brought in to be coaches around Davey are just his buddies, and they're not living up to their standard, and so he's going to bat for them. Understandably so. That's what he does a really good job of, and he's going to bat for them, but they're not doing their jobs, and people are saying, just make a change, please, any change, and no changes are made. I think part of the frustration, JP, is not even necessarily this year. They're frustrated that there weren't changes made last year when we were having the same discussion about base running, about hitting, about pitching, and no changes were made. Matter of fact, all of the coaches were retained. And so I think that's some of the frustration.
How much of that, though? Because I would know this. In the football world, I would know these answers. And maybe these answers aren't available, right? How much of not changing anything is ownership not wanting to pay contracts out to fire guys? Because I would guess that's part of it.
I think they were up. I think that's part of the issue. I think they were up. I'd have to double check.
Well, who do we have? We have
Spencer coming up.
Spencer should know that, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Put a pin in that. Let's ask him that.
Yeah,
because
that's where the frustration comes from, a lot of it.
The frustration for me is all roads lead back to ownership, not spending.
100%. I completely agree with that as well. I think that's part of the thing. Last year, it's not as if he had more to work with, but the bullpen was better last year. So
I want to get to the phones. Anna is in Fairfax, and she's fired up. Hello, Anna.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Long-time listener here, first time calling in for you guys. Love your show.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Let me tell you, I watched that game Saturday, watched players not run from third, don't care. But when Davey threw his team under the bus, he should have been fired immediately. No decent coach ever throws your team under the bus. I don't care if it was their fault. At some point, you're a coach, and you need to take responsibility. Dan Quinn would never have said that, ever. He would have taken every piece of responsibility for a football team and said, it's on me. It's on me and the coaches, not the team. I felt so bad for those players. It's like, I mean, yes, I understand what God knows we're never going to spend money, not as long as the learners. But at some point, you do not throw your team under the bus. You've got to stand up and have some balls and take ownership. Take ownership that you screwed up. Someone's screwing up, and I feel like he has lost the locker room. You could see the apathy yesterday. It's like you could just see him playing like, who cares? Because I sure as hell wouldn't care. Somebody threw me under a bus. You're lucky they even showed up for the game yesterday.
Anna, That's a terrific call. You call in anytime.
I'm sorry. I mean, my husband has coached teams. We've all coached, our children or whatever. Never once you say it's the kid's fault. It's the team's fault,
sure.
Not mine.
Sure.
Hello. When I was playing, blah blah blah. Davey, it's been so damn long since you played the game. The game isn't even the same game when you played. And I understand the learners will never spend the money, and this is how it's going to be. But at some point, you just suck it up and say, you know what? We're going to suck, but I'm going to back my team. I'm going to tell them, good job, guys, good job. But, I mean, how would you feel if they threw you under the bus? How good would you feel about going out the next day?
If you're telling me it's visible, just guys not running stuff out, then hell yeah, you're correct.
I mean, you can see it when you watch them play. Yesterday, little leaguers had more energy. You could just see it in them. Like, why do I want to play for a guy who doesn't back me or support me?
Well said.
You just watch it and you're like, I mean, I feel sorry for them. And like, oh, you're going to make roster moves? They're probably thinking, my God, please send me out of here. Send me anywhere.
Anna's fired up.
Anna, you want me to connect you with Chris Kynard about possibly getting a job? Because you're damn good at this stuff.
And again, I heard you guys, and everybody's talking like, who else would manage? At this point, according to Davey, the coaches don't have anything to do, so get rid of all of them. Apparently, it's all the players, according to him. I mean, it's like, at this point, I feel 100% Davey has lost the locker room. He's lost it. And when you lose your locker room, you're going to get nothing. And when you couldn't beat Miami in at least one game.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
And you've got, you've got Colorado coming in. And at this point, I feel so we beat Colorado. Yippee, skippy doo-dah. I mean, we're only beating a team that's hardly worse than we are right now.
Yeah.
We all had so many, we all thought, oh, my God, we have a chance. I'm tired of Rizzo telling me we're rebuilding whatever the hell it is that he's talking about because we have no one because no one can spend money. McGenzie Core, I feel so sad for him. I'm like, poor guy. He's probably thinking, please, somebody trade me. Somebody trade me to anywhere at this point.
Anna, God bless you.
I just feel bad. And like I said, I'm just I look at this and I cannot handle a coach who throws this team under the bus. I just can't.
Appreciate it, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
You all have a great day. Hopefully the sun will shine again. And again, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Anna.
She's fired up.
Dark.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest. You've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil. Maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Times in Natstown, man. Jeff, load these phones up. There might be another Anna out there.
Yeah. To her point, McKenzie Gore yesterday, six innings, gave up 2 runs, only struck out 5, but I think he's in the Major League League again. He's 3-6 on the year, JP, with a 2.89 ERA.
Bro, so you know me, Toby. I love when young pitchers find it, and they just start dealing.
He's found it.
I've made a point of watching every Gore start. That last start against the Mets, you knew what was coming, and it was just so depressing. Listen, Anna may have impacted my opinion. I still don't know how, does it change anything? Does it get better? But hell, if you lose the locker room, then you got to go.
That's my thing right there. If he has lost the locker room, then he's got to go. I don't know that he's lost the entire locker room, but I can tell you he's lost at least a little bit, I'm sure. Because you wouldn't be getting reports that players were frustrated, dismayed, pissed off, like you heard from Andrew Golden. So clearly something has happened in that clubhouse. I don't know who it is. I don't know how many, but you've at least lost a guy or two. And if that's the case, and that's going to keep going throughout the season, then you're going to lose more and more as the season goes on, and then it's not going to get any better. Because here's the thing, JP. They could win 3 or 4 against Colorado and then lose 9 straight on their road trip, and then you're coming home to one of the best teams in baseball, to Detroit. It's like they could easily end this losing streak and win 3 or 4 or even win all 4 and then be right back on a losing 9 out of 10 streak, and you're suddenly looking right at the Rockies. You're looking right at the Marlins as some of the worst teams in baseball, because you're frankly not that far ahead of anybody aside from the Rockies right now.
Landfill, you're an undercover seam head. You like to keep it quiet, but you love the baseball. What do you think they should do with Davey?
At some point, you just got to make change. I think I should do it. I mean, it's probably going to happen at the end of the year anyway.
So your O's made a change, JP, right? They fired Brandon Hyde, and they're clearly a different team in terms of where they're at. They were a team that was supposed to be going to the playoffs and severely underachieved. Then they move on from Hyde. Sometimes you just need a change, like Landfill saying. Sometimes I don't know that the messaging changes.
Don't look now.
Changes.
The O's have won 5 in a row.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They're playing better baseball. It's not as if Mancelino is just somehow had the touch of God on this team. It's just sometimes the voice, the message grows stale. Davey's been
and
there for
forever.
And in that
sport especially, where it's just so monotonous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on. Like, sometimes maybe it changes. All right, we got callers, and Landfill's going to kill me because we're late. Matt, Charlie, Kevin, we're taking your calls when we come back. Shout out to Anna, straight phone call god.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.